Has the banter started, or?
We don't really have much banter, do we? Don't have much humour with each other, but...
You're a bit more quick-witted than me, so I'm a bit slow with the banter, but I think out there, there's too much happening. There's too much going on, too much noise, so we can't really get much banter going on out there, but I don't know. That's about it, really.
Yeah. Dave, you used to clash a little bit as kids. Did you have any sort of run-ins on the field that you recall in your sort of proper cricket career?
Not really. Maybe playing together we had a few run-ins, but not playing against each other. We generally play in the right way, the right spirit, so I'm sure it's going to be no different tomorrow night. As Mike just said, there's too much going on, too much to think about out in the field. It's pretty frantic and it's an enjoyable time, isn't it? So yeah, it's good fun.
Mike, it's sort of win-win for you last night, either back to Perth or come here to play David. Is this better outcome?
I don't see it as me playing David. It's more Stars versus Thunder. So that's certainly been my focus and our team's focus. It's not about sort of brothers playing off against each other or anything like that. We've got our job to do in the team, and that's all I'm really thinking of. But yeah, whichever way it worked out, it was always, we were just happy to be in the final, you know, and we've got a chance to win the whole tournament. So if it was in Perth, then great. If it was here in Melbourne, you know, that's just as good.
Was there a better matchup between the two sides that you're going to play, or you didn't mind?
They're both great teams, you know, and Perth have obviously got the history of winning two in a row, so that they've been there before. Melbourne Stars have obviously got the big game players, and so either way, it's going to be a tough match. But I feel like we've got a great squad as well, some good experience, some exciting young players, and yeah, we've got a great chance on the day.
When you left Perth, they probably do everything besides picket your house. Given the way the Thunder have improved since then, do you sort of see it as justification that you weren't just sort of coming here for, well, you were coming here to actually turn a team around?
Yeah, I guess that's one of the most pleasing things from a personal point of view, is to be there from when, well, let's be honest, it was probably below ground zero, and to be part of building something that hopefully we can all be proud of. But it's also about building something that's going to have sustained success, not just this year or next year, but hopefully it can have, we've got a lot of things in place that will hopefully give us success for many years to come.
Do you expect Jacques to play, and will he need to be able to bowl to play?
I expect him to play, yeah. He was very keen to play the semi-final, but we sort of took the call on giving him a few extra days in the hope that we got through to the final. So I guess he'll have his last fitness test today, but I'm pretty confident he'll be out there.
Bowling?
Yep.
Mike, your last ever match in Australia, what would it mean to you to finish a magnificent career by winning your first Big Bash title?
Oh, it'd be great, yeah, without doubt. But yeah, not just for me, but for the whole team. You know, I know how much work's gone on behind the scenes to build this club, and to be a part of that's very special, you know. Obviously had some great memories over my career with Ashes and World Cups and things like that, but to be part of something that's taken a long time to build, it'd be great to, you know, sort of finish my little journey here with a win. But as I said before, it's not about me whatsoever, it's about the team going forward.
And when the team's on such an upward curve, is there not a slight temptation to sign on for next year?
Not really. I think it's not so much the actual playing. I still love the playing side of things, and I love the contest between bat and ball and the competition. But it's, you know, the amount of work that needs to be done just to get ready to play. You've got to take your hat off to the players out there. They work extremely hard on their games, physically, mentally, in the preparation side of things, just to get ready to play. And it gets harder and harder as you get a bit older. So I'm happy to sort of move on after this year.
Are you keen to stay involved at the Thunder in some way or another?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay involved with the team in a sort of list management sort of capacity and try and, yeah, just as I said, just be part of keeping the club building and moving forward.
Is it intimidating the way Bluzzi's been batting this season, or do you sort of more see that in the three games he's played, he's scored more than half the runs, so you can get him at pressure on either Mike or someone else to call the boy?
Well, they're chock full of talent, aren't they, the Thunder? They've got Watson, who's just coming into rich vein of form as well, and they've got Callis, he's very classy, and they sort of bat around the old boy here. So we get Uzi out early, who does take a fair chunk of their runs out. Does put a bit of pressure on their middle order, but anyone can have their day in T20 cricket. Just like KP had his day last night for us, and hopefully that continues again for us tomorrow night.
Dave, your bowlers sort of adjusted on the run last night. Do you think that's a little advantage for you, that you've got that recent run on this pitch?
Well, yeah. Pretty much our whole bowling attack's been taken out with Aussie's selection. So, yeah, we've had to sort of done a few makeshift changes with the bowling department. But full credit to Daniel Worrell and Ben Hilfenhaus and Stornis as well, and our two spin, Zampa and Beer. They really summed up the conditions pretty well and pretty quickly last night. And hopefully they can do the same. I'm not sure it's going to be the same wicket as last night, but, yeah, hopefully we can get the ball swinging around early and take a few early wickets.
Has that been... Oh, sorry.
and that'll generally go a long way for us to win the game.
Has that been the difference this year compared to previous years with players like Golbus and Worrell stepping out when you've lost those international players?
Pretty much. It's probably full credit to like Trent Woodhill and Damien Fleming and Clint Cooper for putting our list together. They knew that we're going to have a few Australian representatives and who can fill the void or provide that depth that we need for the back end of the tournament in order for us to not only win a final but win the whole thing. So, we got classy players like Hilfenhaus in, Golbus in, to help with the bowling depth. And Daniel Worrell's been with us from the start, and he's just gone from strength to strength, and hopefully he's with us for a few more years to come.
You haven't had many neutrals supporting you over the years because of the number of great players you have on the list. Given you're missing four and Bunner aren't missing any, do you sort of feel that it's a bit more balanced tomorrow?
Not really. It wouldn't be nice if Uzi got picked to play for Australia today, wouldn't it? But no, so be it. You want to beat the best, so we want to put on a great spectacle. I'm sure all Melburnians want to see the best possible cricket played, so hopefully the big crowd tomorrow night and the darker green get out on top.
AP called Michael Beer the greatest trade in BBL history last night, and him and Zamps both went up 5.5 and over. How important have they been in the run?
I think spin throughout the whole tournament has been very important. You see Adil Rashid, he was a key or pivotal bowler for the strikers, and so was John Holland for the strikers as well. And I think that paves the way for success. A lot of spin bowling through the middle overs. And for us, Zampa and Beer have been fantastic. Beer up front, bowling in the first six overs, been very much a key for us, for our success. So hopefully that continues tomorrow night. And you never know, we might bowl a few more overs of spin too.
With a bit of time to digest
it.
Does it feel like a bit of a monkey off the back from semi-final stage?
It's funny. Walking to the dressing room yesterday, it was all pretty relaxed and pretty low-key, and it's just like another game of cricket. However, that was everybody else. For me, I was sort of on eggshells and tiptoeing around. But now that we've got to the final, it's a huge occasion. We've done all the hard work. We know what we're doing. We're preparing really, really well. We've got plans in process, and hopefully we can put our best game through the whole tournament out tomorrow night.
I think all but one game this year you've won chasing. If you get the choice tomorrow night, would you prefer to bat second?
I haven't seen the wicket yet, so it all depends on the wicket. Like last night, we were going to bat first, but because of the weather around, we decided to bowl just in case the rain did come. Your Duckworth Lewis definitely favours the team batting second, so we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen tomorrow night. And I think I'm overdue to lose a toss, so the old boy might have to make a decision.
Last time the teams played, it came down to the final ball. Are you expecting something pretty similar tomorrow night?
I hope not. It was a bit nerve-wracking the last time, but we just want a great spectacle for the fans. That's what this game's all about. It's about entertainment. It's about putting on a great show. We've got two fantastic teams, you know, in the final. Let's hope we can go, right down to the wire, but hopefully we can just get over the line. But certainly for the nerves, it'd be nice to have an easy win rather than a last ball sort of thriller. But, yeah, no, it's all about the fans, so hopefully it's a good game.
Mike, how big's the family entourage coming over, and are the parents please come?
I haven't spoken to Mum yet.
I have. She's with us.
she's been supporting us too along the way, so I'm not exactly sure how many the family are coming over just yet, but we'll try and get that sort of sorted out this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Good luck.